The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Friday show.
Happy Friday.
This is a definite TGIF, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a definite, like, there's sometimes you say that, and it's just like something you say to your coworkers, and there's some weeks you're just like, thank you, God, for getting me through this week.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you know?
We've been wanting this Friday for a minute.
We have. And on these short weeks, I've been saying this all week, but like my body is so confused on what's happening. I know it kind of feels like Thursday, but y'all, it's Friday. We did it. And doesn't that feel good?
Yes. I feel myself starting to get sick. And when I am like reading and talking, like my mind, body, and soul just does not connect. And I can tell when I'm like, when I can't read words and I have to do that for work, it's like the worst thing on the planet. So all I've been trying to do, I was just talking to my mom about it yesterday. And I was just like, I just need to get out of there. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, you know that feeling when you're like, I just need to be at home and not speak to anyone.
Yeah.
And drink as much tea and like, and all the vitamin C that I can.
I call those a let go and let God show. I can't tell you how many shows, and this is like a little behind the scenes radio for a second. Like, there's so many shows, if you come in like you're super tired or like just sick or whatever, most of the time we don't even know what we're saying.
Did you ever say neurological yesterday?
Well, that one was tough. I will
no,
say
no, but it's not tough. It's just that
not as hard as you made
but it. But it's not. It's not tough. Like, I just, when my head hurts, I just can't do it.
It's kind of a rough week on the show. Anyway, 6 o'clock. How was your week? Like, what's been going on with you? How have you handled this 4-day week?
How are you staying warm? Hopefully your power is on. A lot of people got their power on finally yesterday after it being out from, what, Monday?
It's a while.
Yeah.
When those crazy winds came through. Why don't you tell us? Let's just do it. Let's do a check on you. How you feeling? 410-583. I don't know if you hear Charlotte
squeal
in the background, but she's apparently... Are you also sick? No, that's just your normal morning sneezes.
No, I'm getting over it.
Charlotte just has... She's just one of those sneezers for no reason. Like, and don't you get sick when you sneeze too?
Yeah, I have this weird thing where I get nauseous every time I sneeze.
Which is, I've never heard of that.
If anyone else has that, please.
please tell me.
I feel so isolated.
Please connect with me.
Does it have a name, by the way? Or do you?
It's something related to the vagus nerve. I forget.
To the what nerve?
It's called it's like the runs down vagus the nerve.
What?
It like connects like your like gut to like
bodies are
your
so weird
nervous system
bodies are so weird like tell me yeah. why if you hit something in your foot a certain way you feel it in your shoulder
yeah.
like it's so random.
I'm so sorry,
but if you think about it, we're getting really deep on Friday. This is way too deep for a Friday show, but like think how many things your body is doing at all times, you know what I mean, from
yeah.
like just regenerating itself, like your brain just doing things.
Yeah,
like, oh, it freaks me out.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
A Baltimore Amazon driver has officially turned himself in after he was caught on video running over a pedestrian at the intersection of East Pratt and South Chester Streets and then just driving off. So it happened Tuesday evening. He turned himself in yesterday. And in the video, you can see an Amazon van waiting at a spot at a stoplight. The light turns green and then it drives forward. But there's a woman crossing the street in front of the van. The van then hits the woman, drags her, and continues to drive over her. The driver gets out to check on her, but after 30 seconds, when she's still on the ground screaming and crying, he got back into the Amazon van and fled the scene. Thankfully, several Good Samaritans rushed over to help her, and police say the 29-year-old woman suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Amazon says that they are supporting law enforcement, and 26-year-old Baltimore County resident is no longer delivering to Amazon customers, and he now faces charges on negligent and reckless driving and more pending.
How is she doing? Do we know an update with her?
Non-life-threatening injuries, thankfully.
Yeah.
So,
man.
You know, but still traumatic experience.
Super scary story. I know it sounds super salacious, but like unless you can handle the video, don't go seek it out. Did you watch the video?
No, because I can't.
Yeah.
But honestly, thank God for the neighbors that were around that came and helped her because that was obviously like thankful for that.
Number two.
With the prebiotic soda craze in full swing, Coca-Cola has decided to jump in the game with its new brand, Simply Pop line. Packed with real fruit juice, 6 grams of fiber and vitamin C and zinc for immunity support, the new fizzy drinks are supposed to give your gut health a boost, and they'll come in 5 flavors and hitting store shelves later this month. Is anyone else, like, obsessed with these sodas? Like, Olipop has taken over my life.
I was about to say, I don't want a healthy cola.
You
That's
don't?
Not why I go to cola.
Wait, you're not about this at all?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like Zoodles.
You don't like Poppy? Have you tried them?
No, I haven't tried it, but I'm like...
Have you tried either of them?
If I want... No, listen.
Have you tried either of them?
I want a soda.
Time out. Have you tried Poppy or Olipop?
Because I don't want that.
Then don't talk to me.
I don't want that.
Don't talk to me.
I don't want that.
You don't know what they taste like.
Somebody the other day tried to give me an avocado brownie, and I was like,
you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
That's not what I'm here
for. You know, you can talk to me when you try them, and then I'll hear what you have to say, but since you don't know what you're talking about, I don't want to hear it.
Number one.
Blake Lively filed an amended complaint alleging that It Ends With Us director Justin Baldoni made 2 other women on set uncomfortable, and they are willing to testify. The filing claims Baldoni acknowledged the complaint in writing. However, the production company failed to investigate or take action. Baldoni's legal team denies these allegations, citing evidence that will contradict Lively's claims. Lively's publicist has filed a motion to be removed from the $400 million lawsuit, arguing that there are no basis for claims against her. Baldoni's suit against Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and others followed Lively suing Baldoni for sexual harassment. The trial is set for March of 2026.
That's so long from now.
I know that date in my mind, but for some reason I still thought that they were going to court this year. No, it's next year.
I just hope we don't have to do this for another year, y'all. Like, I really, again, when you think of the case, it's really scary and sad. But, like, we're getting so petty with it now. It's making me care less and less and less about either of them.
The whole thing is messy. And then also with Ryan Reynolds making the joke at the SNL 50.
Right.
And apparently that was his idea. He pitched it.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that makes it even messier.
I don't know, man.
This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
Hey, it's Friday. Wouldn't it be cool to give somebody $1,000 in free gas? We do it every morning with this $1,000 Minute. Let's go to caller 10. Hi, good morning.
Jasmine, Alex, and Avery.
Oh, wait. Jasmine, Alex, and Avery. We got a full car
morning. What's up?
Yeah.
How we doing?
Good. Are we caller number 10?
You did it.
Yes.
You are.
Well, what?
Yeah, you did it. You did it. You're in. Oh, my God. This is so exciting. Are we
Everybody
so excited?
Get ready to Google.
Let's go.
Uh-oh. They can't Google. And they're 9 and 6. We're on our way to school.
Okay, everyone get ready for emotional support.
We're going to pull over, girls. Okay?
Yes.
Get safe.
While you guys pull over, we're going to explain the rules, and we'll come back and we'll play this game. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them at the end, only if there is time left over. Jasmine, ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. How many colored sides does a Rubik's Cube have? Or you can pass.
Pass.
Okay, question number two. A packet of rice weighs 2.5 kilograms. If you bought 4 packets, how much would they weigh?
What? Pass.
Question number three. The song is Happy by Pharrell Williams. What movie is that from?
You say it all up.
Now, they might know this one.
Pass.
Okay, question number four. What do we call scientists who study space?
Astrologist.
Correct. Question number five. Which artist released the songs Hips Don't Lie in 2006?
Shakira.
Correct. Question number six. In hockey, what is the term for the area directly in front of the goal?
Pass.
Question number seven. Among the cardinal directions, north, east, south, and west, which one comes first alphabetically? That's 60 seconds. That's 60 seconds right there, man.
It's okay. It's okay. This was hard. This one's a hard one.
There was some tricky
things. Let me tell you that kilograms, and I was like, what?
No, I know, same. I was like, kilograms. I don't know. I don't know what that means either. I'm right there with you.
Give me the U.S. metric system, please.
We'll go back. We'll go back to the ones you passed on. Number one, how many colored sides does a Rubik's Cube have? That answer is six.
It takes a second, I know.
Question number two, this crazy one. A packet of rice weighs 2.5 kilograms. If you buy four packets, how much do they weigh? The answer is 10 kilograms.
Yeah.
So it's just basic math.
Yeah,
it's all right.
The kilograms threw it off, I know.
It's okay. Who needs math anyways? Who cares?
Not me.
Yeah, not me, girl. Question number three. The song is Happy by Pharrell Williams. What movie is it from?
Me.
Yes, Despicable Me Too. Yes.
Me Too.
I was like, we just watched that movie.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. No, you got four. You got five, which was incredible. Question number six. In hockey, what is the term for the area directly in front of the goal? That answer is crease.
Yeah, it's a crease.
Crease, okay.
Okay.
And then we didn't really get all the way through seven.
Yeah, number seven, among the cardinal directions, north, east, south, and west, which comes first alphabetically?
East.
Yes.
East. Yeah. We went from directions to spelling. It was tough. It was
math. Tough.
Yeah, math.
Yeah, math, directions.
It was all that fifth grade stuff we forgot
Boo.
About, you know, so.
It'd be the one that... She's like, normally me and the girls are on it.
Well, it gets a little harder, right? We always try to prove that. When you call in, I promise you, if you answer all of them on the radio, just listening, it's a lot easier than being the person on the phone. I think you guys did fantastic.
No, we passed on the radio, too.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, never mind. I was trying to help you out. I was trying to help you out over here. Okay. Y'all, this is Jasmine, Alex, Neighbor. You guys are the best. Thank you guys so much for playing. Monday, we'll come back and we'll do seven more questions. All right, guys.
Say bye.
Thank you so much, ladies. And make sure to head to Dashin' and try their new Spike Burger. Griddle-pressed beef patty, crispy bacon-grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun only at Dashin'.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Kathy from Baltimore, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
Well, we need my pain-in-the-ass co-worker to sign this card because she's causing all this drama in the office.
She doesn't have
a good excuse.
Hang on.
So you want an apology from your coworker because it sounds like she's kind of stirring the pot a little bit in your eyes?
She's totally stirring the pot. The card's for a work anniversary. The woman made 35 years this year, it's a big deal.
Why is she not signing the card? What's the deal?
She doesn't like the woman. She doesn't want to sign the card. She doesn't want to congratulate her.
Why is it a big deal if she doesn't want to sign a card for a coworker that she doesn't like?
Because we're a very small department. We all know each other. They're going to know she didn't sign it. I mean, if there's a handful of people working and her name isn't on it, that looks bad for all of us.
It's like a statement, basically.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's like, screw you. The lady's been there 35 years. Congratulate her. Why can't you do that?
Well, what? And so she's saying, I don't like her. I don't want my name to be. This is so petty, but I kind of love it. So why are we doing this on the radio? Like, guy, when it comes to like, you know, office work, it's
I'm a little nervous on like what you're expecting us to do to convince her to do this. Like what's the role you need us to play here?
She listens to your show. She thinks you're great. Maybe you can do something.
Well, we're definitely going to let her down if she thinks we're great.
No, you guys are great.
Well, that's
Come
sweet.
On.
Thank you.
Got to help me out.
Okay, I don't want you to get mad, but I really need to hear her side of it because, like, I don't know if I feel in my heart that I want to convince her to sign the card right now.
So let's all, I guess mentally, let's think about this for a second. If let's all take our least favorite coworker of all time. Just for argument's sake.
Yeah.
Here. And if there was some type of office celebration going on, is it better to just, even if you don't like this person, is it better just to be the bigger person and just sign the card? Because part of me kind of feels like, yeah, who cares?
So at times, yes, but that's why I need to hear from Marlene what the deal is, because I don't know what this coworker has done to her. So like, I feel like there are certain situations where like, yeah, like it is what it is. It's really not that big of a deal. Just sign it. However, if if there are some details that we aren't aware of and there's a reason as to why she's not down, I want to know what that is, because depending on the severity, I think that needs to be discussed.
Okay, well then I feel bad. It's like I would say one in five people actually are fans of the show when we call them, so this is gonna make this worse. So if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget, here's how this works: is that we reached out to Marlene and we said, hi, this Charlotte set this up. She's like, we got somebody that wants to bring you on Forgive and Forget. Do you want to come on? But we're not going to tell you who it is until you come on the air. She has agreed, but if she sees everyone's point, I don't know that I can. I don't know. I don't know if we're all going to sit with this. Should she just sign the card and just get it over with? Or does she make a good enough point that, like, I ain't putting my name on that? We'll find out with Forgive and Forget next on Mix 106.5. Hang on. Okay, so Kathy, hang tight for 1 second. Don't let her know that you're on until we give her a chance to guess who it was that wanted to bring her on, okay?
All right.
Beautiful. Then let me get on Marlene. Hi, Marlene. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Marlene.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Oh, you're awesome.
You're so sweet.
We're excited to bring you on, I think. We're going to see about this. Have you heard? Well, tell us. I mean, does anybody come to mind of who might want to bring you on our segment?
I don't know. I have no idea who or what this is about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just get to it. The person that wanted to bring you on this week was a woman that you work with. Her name is Kathy.
Just sign the damn card, will you?
Oh, my God. Are we talking about
that? Come on, you're creating drama. Okay. I can't take the card.
Are we talking about that? I don't like the woman. Okay. I don't like the woman. The woman doesn't like me.
Uh-huh.
I just don't feel it in my heart to be fake about congratulating her for what? She should have retired at least 4 years ago. She thinks she runs everything just because she's the oldest person in the office. She's looked down on me almost from day one. I think she looked
down
on me.
You're not that much younger, okay? Sign the damn card.
But still, I don't like her. Why do I have to sign the card?
Yeah.
Well, did anything ever happen between you? Is there a history? Did you ever say anything to her? Did you, you know?
She's always in my business. She looks down at me. It's like I said, from almost the day one since I got in the office.
Yeah.
But you mad at me because I can do my job and your job better than you.
Oh, my God. That's you're like problem. Middle school. Sign the card. Oh. She'll be gone soon.
You guys are enabling her.
Hang on. Marlene, I was very curious to get you on the phone because I wanted to hear from your perspective as to, like, what the situation was. So you're basically saying
like
she's basically, like, rude to you at work.
She's rude to me at work. She's a busybody. Mm. She likes to run. She's not our boss.
Oh.
She's older than that, but she's not. But she acts like she's our boss.
Then why are we
Maybe
even getting
we'll
her
even
a card if
cake.
She's mean
you know?
To all of you? Then
no, I get it. I completely get it. Listen, I've been in this corporate world for a long time. Have you or have you not said congratulations or like, oh, that's great to things and to people that you just don't like? But it's okay because why rock the boat? I mean, y'all, we're talking about a card. It's a card.
I guarantee you, if it was the other way around, she wouldn't sign the card for me.
No, I can feel that in myself. Too. Honestly, Marlene, don't sign the card. Don't sign the card.
You don't think so, really?
No, because I've been there. We're in the situations where it's like you have to be one way, but if the roles were reversed, they wouldn't be that way to you.
Not at all.
And I'm sick of it.
And let me say, too, Kathy, I love you. I know, but you're always trying to be the, no offense, the goody two shoes in the office. Well, it's a good thing to do, but I don't give a damn about this woman. She's a bitch.
Oh,
and it's not just to me.
Kathy, tell us this. What will happen, in your opinion, if Marlene doesn't inside the card? Because I think we've got to look at consequences too before we just say, oh, if you don't like it, don't sign the card.
It's gossip. It's phone calls. It's dirty looks. It's just obnoxious. Sign the card.
Are you guys okay? Obviously, we're very split. are you guys okay taking phone calls on this? Because obviously, Jess says don't sign the card. I also think that's not the mature way to go here. I think we should just sign the card. We should move on. But like, what I want to get, and even if I don't know that we're going to be able to convince Marlene, but what I do want is
this woman doesn't like me.
No,
she
I got
really,
it.
Really doesn't like me.
I got it. But what I'm curious about is a group consensus of like, in a situation where there's somebody at work you don't like, Is it better just to keep the peace, sign some kind of card, birthday, anniversary, whatever, just to like, just keep the peace? Or maybe you're on the side with Marlene. Like, if you don't like somebody, you don't sign a card. Are you guys okay if we take calls on that?
Oh, I think we need calls on that.
Okay.
I am.
This is Melissa on one in Baltimore.
Melissa, should she just sign the card just to make everything kosher around there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just, listen, I'm a peacekeeper. I think it comes down to people's personality.
Yes.
I'm a peacekeeper. Yeah. Just do it and get it over with. And I was saying, I feel like Kramer and Jess, I feel like you guys are like switched on this. Like, I would have thought that Kramer would have been like, no, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And Jess, you would have been like, oh, just, I don't know.
Let me tell you why. Absolutely. Let me tell you why, Melissa. So I think that you're not always going to get along with everyone. And I don't think that it's right to be like mean to anybody at work. You know what I mean? So I do think that it is your, if you have, it's your responsibility to keep the peace when it comes to work related things. But if there is someone that is deliberately being rude to you, I do not believe in that. So I'm not going to go the extra mile to sign a card for you if I think you're being a rude person. Yeah. I don't think that's fair.
And Melissa, explaining my side for a second, I just don't like to stay at work any longer than I have to for dumb meetings about stuff like this. So I'm just like, I just want to get out of here, especially it's Friday. You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of where my brain's at. Thank you for calling us.
This is Tracy on five in Baltimore.
Tracy, she should just sign the card and move on, right?
Oh, this is Ginger. Yeah, this is Ginger in Baltimore.
Ginger. She should just sign the card and move on, right? Ginger.
No, do not sign the card.
Oh, do not sign the card. Why?
It encourages the behavior, and maybe it'll create a conversation between the two of them to be able to move through things better.
Oh, okay. So you're saying I'm not going to sign it, and maybe this is can kind of like break the ice as to why I didn't want to sign the card?
Because I hate you. I just want to make sure it's clear that you know that I hate you. Okay. 410-583-1065. Let's talk to Angry Ock. Angry Ock. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're going to give you the final vote here. Should Marlene just sign the card for the coworker she doesn't like to keep the peace?
No.
And why?
Because it makes her feel, it makes her head big. It's disgruntled with all the people in the office. You should never cater to somebody. Do what you do and do it the best you can. If they don't like you, so what? I ain't going to sign nothing. If I don't like you, it's one thing. If I agree with you, that's another. But no.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like we're like, yeah, I feel like we're making this person feel like it's totally fine for you to be mean to everyone else. We're still going to give you a card.
But just keeping the peace, you know, Angry Ock, you don't want to just keep the peace with a name like Angry Ock. I can't imagine.
No. I keep it 100 all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem with the world today. People cannot accept truth. They say, I want transparency, but they can't handle it. Especially if it's got to deal with them.
Yeah, transparency, honesty, realness, and then all of a sudden absolutely. When you give it, then you're the bad guy? Uh-uh, I'm tired of it.
Absolutely.
I'm tired of it.
And if y'all don't mind, I'd like to give a shout-out to Royal Minds, 3719 East Baltimore Street.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
go ahead.
Angry Ock, you're everything.
You can do whatever you want.
You're everything I was hoping you'd be in a caller. So
you can do whatever you want, sir.
Please call us back more often. Okay, back on task here. Honestly, Marlene, it sounds like you're fine. Like you don't actually have to sign the card. I mean, more importantly, though, I mean, Kathy, what is that? You know, what does that mean to you then? Like, are you going to be able to?
Well, I don't like that, but I'll go with the listeners. I'm kind of upset about it.
Yeah.
Marlene, how do you feel about the situation now?
I feel great. I feel vindicated. Everybody who doesn't want to be bullied by an office bully, just say no.
Yeah.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore Top Three with Jess. Number three.
The Hippodrome Foundation and Disney's The Lion King hosted a Black History Month celebration with students from Baltimore, where the show is now playing. 300 students from local colleges, middle schools, and high schools enjoyed performances from the award-winning show that was followed by a panel discussion. And since its premiere in 1997, 29 global productions have been seen by more than 120 million people, and 5 indigenous African languages are spoken in the show. The Lion King is currently running now through March 2nd at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore.
Number two.
Taco Bell is teaming up with New York-based dessert company Milk Bar to bring birthday vibes to their latest dessert collab. The new birthday cake churros are crispy on the outside, filled with sweet birthday cake frosting and topped with a festive pink confetti sprinkle. The new dessert is rolling out at Taco Bell's nationwide for a limited time. And if you are heading to New York this weekend, you can actually score a free churro birthday cake truffle at Milk Bar's flagship location in the Nomad District.
We always ask this question, which is like, do we need that?
These look so fun and so cute.
That
yes.
sounds really good. Usually I'm like, that's unnecessary.
It's
whatever.
Literally the cutest thing good. I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Number one.
Cynthia Erivo has a packed schedule ahead of her. The Wicked star is set to host the 2025 Tony Awards. She's starring in Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl and has Wicked 2 for Good coming out in November. And now the singer just teased her upcoming album, sharing a short clip of herself whistling in the studio. Take a listen. The video ends with the date February 28th, so possibly hinting at more details coming next Friday. Erivo released her last solo album in 2021, and Wicked is finally hitting streaming exclusively to Peacock on March 21st.
I don't know if I would listen to a full Cynthia Erivo album.
Why?
And I loved her in Wicked. I did. I'll give you a good example. Ben Platt played Evan Hansen and Dear Evan Hansen. Huge, right? Huge. He also puts out music on his own, too. I love Dear Evan Hansen. Listen to it all the time. Love it. I just don't care about his other music. Like, I love like when these Broadway people do Broadway, but like when they go to this like weird pop space, I'm like not as interested anymore.
So Cynthia Erivo has been an artist for a very, very long time. So it's not like Broadway star turned into recording artist. It's not movie star turned into recording artist. She's always been a recording artist and a writer, and has written her own music, and she's a very like eclectic performer. I think that she has so many sides to her, so I'm very, very excited.
You want to hear it?
I'm very excited to hear what her album is going to sound like. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Happy Friday.
Oh boy, you've come into a very interesting situation right now. Jess is trying to speed pee as we speak. She was like, oh my god, I have to pee. Now if you're somebody that's has pee anxiety, then you know how it feels. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show.
Wait, how long?
It's about 30 seconds.
Am I 30 seconds late?
About 30 seconds late.
Oh my god.
You feel better though?
You guys, you know you know when like you know you have to pee, but you're like, I can hold it, but then you don't and you go pee and you realize, oh my god, I really could not have held that. If I didn't go pee, I legitimately would have peed myself.
What I love is most shows would have just played another song, not us. We're just going to make it even more awkward.
Oh,
all right,
God.
It's Mix. Let's do You Good?
No.
She's not well.
I'm not good.
Let's do Friday Karate. Here we go.
It's time for Friday Karate. Good to let it out.
Bladders are empty. We should be good to go. Welcome to Friday Cryday. If you're new to the show, that probably sounds ridiculous, and it kind of is. It's a game based on Jess's tears. As a sensitive person, Jess cries a lot. So we made a game up where Jess presents you with three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week as a sensitive person. Of these three, only one is the real reason of why she cried, and you've got to figure out which one is which. Let's get into the tears. Story number one.
So this is a best friend themed Friday Friday because my best friend was just here over the weekend. And the first night my best friend Stephanie got into town, we stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning. I can tell you.
Is that true, cry or not? Is that true, actually?
Dead butt. We stayed up until 4 a.m. I didn't even stay up until 4 a.m. on my wedding night, people.
4 a.m.
4 o'clock in the morning, giggling, raging, having the time of our lives.
Can I ask what you were doing
or no? We were just happy to be together. So we're just like drinking and dancing and giggling and frolicking and my new lights in my living room. You guys know how much those are fun, how fun that is.
Your poor neighbors.
Listen, so the next morning, I wake up. I broke two nails. Two of my nails were broken. I immediately start crying because I just got these done. I just got these done. Like, my bank account isn't ready for another set of nails. And it was night one.
I'm exhausted already. It's story number one. Okay, story number two of why Jess may have cried this week.
Story number two. You may have heard on the show earlier this week that my best friend Stephanie, who is visiting from Vegas, hates our Maryland crab cakes, which is criminal. But when she first said those words to me, like before we brought it to air, she literally said, "The crab cakes are mid, they're overrated, and I don't get the hype." I got so worked up trying to explain to her how offensive that was that I literally was getting emotional because I took it personally.
Story number three.
Story number three. So Stephanie and I have worked together previously, so there are some listeners that have literally seen us grow up together, move away, get jobs, get married. We've been friends for over 10 years, all the things. And I got a DM from a listener who screenshotted a picture of us, and she said, "It was so fun seeing my favorite duo back together, and I can see the pure joy on your face when you are together." And it made me cry because it was so sweet, and I genuinely feel more complete when she's around.
Yeah. They've grown up together. It's funny. It's funny seeing you guys now as like real adults, you know?
Yeah. It was weird to see her here.
Right? 21, 22 when you first met?
I think we were 20. I think I was 21. I think I was 21 when we met. Yeah.
So it's been fun. It is. That's true. But it's enough to make Jess cry. Like, which one of those, do some deductive reasoning here, just which one felt like the real Jess cry? All right. We go to you to play. This is Debbie from Annapolis. It's first. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Happy Friday, Debbie.
Thank you for that. So kind. Debbie, of those three, which one actually made Jess cry, you think?
Man, I think they're all three cry-worthy stories, Jess. I'm going to, you know, this one was a tough one. I play every Friday with my daughter Maisie in the car. Aww. And we're thinking that it's story number three because I get emotional over pictures. I'm a photographer, and so I always get emotional over pictures, and I'm very sentimental that way. So I'm crossing fingers that that might be the right story.
Jess, was that the real cry this week?
Oh, that was 1,000%.
I was gonna say.
Sobbing.
Yes!
Sobbing.
Even the way that story was told, I'm like...
Yes, Debbie, you're so right. I mean, honestly, I've been a mess ever since she's left, but I think seeing... it's always very special when we are together to see and receive the love from people who have like watched us grow up over the years.
Yeah.
And having her visit the first time in Baltimore was so, so special.
That's really cool. I'm still taking a little offense to the whole crab cake thing. But
no,
you should be offended.
I know you love your people.
Yeah,
so.
No, you should be offended. I'm still offended. We are beefing on that. We've only been in one fight in our entire friendship, and that was the second. But we're fine now. But I was definitely a little heated.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.